The New Neighbors. Chapter 1. The neighbors move in. Emma could see the new neighbors moving in next door.
Come and look, Matthew, she called. There's a bike and some balls.
They must have children, said Matthew, because that looks like a trampoline.
It will be fun to have some new children to play with, said Emma.
The next day, Emma and Matthew heard a noise coming from over the fence. A boy was jumping on the trampoline and counting loudly.
Hello, called Emma. The boy didn't look at Emma. He kept jumping and counting.
Why didn't he hear us? Asked Matthew.
Chapter 2. Dan. A woman came out of the house.
Hello, said the woman. My name is Claire, and this is my son, Dan.
Hello, Dan, called Matthew.
Would you like to play with us?
Dan still didn't look at Emma and Matthew.
I like number 10, he said. Then he jumped off the trampoline and walked away.
Dan didn't mean to be rude, said Claire. He has autism, so he doesn't think in the same way as most children.
Dan loves math, but he doesn't know how to talk to people.
Can he play games? Asked Matthew.
Dan doesn't know how to play games with other children, said Claire. And he doesn't have any brothers and sisters to teach him.
That gave Emma an idea.
We could teach Dan how to play games, Emma said to Matthew. You could kick butt with Dan, and I could play other games with him.
He may not like us, said Matthew.
Then he won't want to play at all.
Well, I'm going to try, said Emma.